This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 115. This title has nothing to do with Mecha Booby Bouncing. Mecha Booby Bouncing.
This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best,
the fucking best,
girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And welcome to yet another episode of the ESH podcast, people.
We're back.
In your face, as opposed to on your face, which
is what
Pandalicious does to Derek.
Will you shut up?
On
no,
the internet.
I don't.
You said that you would gladly do it.
You know what?
As a matter of fact, I even believe that Derek is now aware of it.
You know what? I hate my life.
What can I say? You should always be careful what you say in front of a microphone.
What? It was funny.
It's damn funny. And if any of you guys have not been listening to DPL, which I don't know why you wouldn't, but if you haven't, you should definitely catch some of the episodes last week. There's a very funny one.
You know what?
Featuring Pandalicious.
Let it go.
You wish. Oh no, this. I think I might have to make like a ringtone of this. That.
Why would you do that to me? I'm your sister. Don't you love me?
Oh, I love you. But honey, that's classic. You know what else is classic?
Our site.
You know it. If you haven't gone, you should definitely check out www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use the short address, which is
esh.mobi, esh.mobi. The short address bounces you to the long one. You can check out our articles and read them and comment to them. But if you don't like that, you can talk to us directly via our hit us up link. And you can ask us anything. If you're not listening to us on iTunes, you can check us out there if you have it. And if not, you can put us into any RSS reader or any podcast engine. Podcast pickle. and we're
She's
awesome.
Ashamed.
You should give us a listen. And if you don't like that, you can check us out on the All Games Network.
Yes, our show airs on the All Games Radio Network Monday nights, 9-ish Eastern, 6-ish Pacific. We've been kind of airing more in, towards the 9:30 and 6:30 ends of that. But you should definitely check out our show airing Monday nights on the All Games Radio Network, as well as some of the other great entertaining shows on the All Games Radio Network, like Ultimate Quest and Fantastic Forum, the Super Happy Fun Time Show, and Dead Pixel Live, which Panda frequents often, and I think not quite enough.
I hate you.
Oh, but you hate me with love. And that's a good thing. So with that, I think all the plugging is done. I want to give a little bit of a shout out to one of our fantastic, amazing fans, Pyro Girl, who has actually sent us, finally, thank you, Ariel, a image of the special edition version of Halo 3 that we gave away, which I have to say is probably the most amazing picture that I have ever had sent to me by a fan. So by the time you hear this episode, it'll be up on the website. You should abso-freaking-lutely check it out. It's awesome.
I love Ariel, but she's been showing love to some hot dogs lately.
It's okay to love the hot dogs.
The Hot Dogs of Super Happy Fun Time Show have been getting Ariel's attention, and they're awesome, so they deserve some, but remember your roots, Ariel.
Let me tell you. No, we've been getting the love. Okay, the hot dogs get some love, but the tacos get love, too.
They better, because...
There's room for hot dog and taco on the same plate. Yeah, I said
Not going there. I am not putting my foot in my mouth this time. I've learned my lesson.
Really, you need to not worry about is where you put your foot, but where you cop a squat.
You know what?
Anywho, I'm sorry. This is just going to be fun for us.
This is going to turn into a flame show. You're just going to keep bringing it up. Like, it's not constantly on my mind already. No. Let's make Panelicious feel even more worse about the fact that she was talking about squatting on people's faces. You know what? I don't squat on faces. It was funny. You guys all laughed at it. And now you're laughing at me for saying it. So you know what?
We laughed when you said it, and we laughed when we thought about it, and we'll keep on laughing.
Well, stop approaching me and ask me why I haven't squatted on your face, because you know what? And I'm talking to you guys out there in internet space, because I don't have enough leg muscles to squat on everybody's face.
You know what? You should stop. You're just digging the hole deeper at this point.
I'm just saying, don't have the strength.
I'm going to save your life. You need to stop. Right here. This is gonna get worse. So it's gonna get worse. So you know what? I'm gonna help you out. I'm gonna let it go. Now that I'm gonna give you the mic of 1,000 truths and let you go first, and we'll pick it up after that. And I'll try really hard not to pitch anything.
Thank you very much.
See, that's what I do. Well, 'cause I got your back.
You should. You're my sister.
I do.
Anyway, so since this is an anime-related subject, I should digress a little bit and explain why I'm bringing up the anime that I'm going to talk about today. And it's simply because, A, I'm back at school. B, I'm running the anime club on my campus again. And C, I've had to teach freshmen that Avatar is not anime.
Hold on. Avatar is anime.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Just because you like it doesn't make it not anime.
It is on Nickelodeon.
So did Bakugan. So did Yu-Gi-Oh! Originally. So...
Oh, you're going to make me vomit. Stop.
I'm not saying that they're good. But if you're going to break them down...
They are not worth it. But these kids, hold on.
That's not the argument that you said. You said it's not anime. By the definition, it is Japanese animation style.
Cartoon.
Uh-huh. So it is an anime. Just because it's not a good anime or one that you like does not make it not anime.
I'm refusing to accept it as an anime child. It is a bastard child of anime.
It's bastardized
across the country. I don't know why people like it so much. But hey, you can like what you want. But in Pandalicious's eyes, it's not anime. So when you say, hey, let's watch an anime, and you have me sitting on your couch, and all of a sudden you put on Air, I'm going to slap you in your face.
You know what?
And be like, you're a liar.
You know what?
I'm going to slap in the face.
Wait, then you know what? You didn't watch the finale. Because if you watched the finale, it was good.
No,
and it was almost two freaking hours.
Not worth my time. But anyway.
I've had to
teach freshmen the difference between good anime and bad anime. So I decided to go with this. This was brought by one of my friends who I trust in her anime style. Thank you, wrong button. The anime that I'm talking about is called Mission E. It is the sequel to Code E. And I know what you guys are thinking. E is not for ecstasy.
Or missionary.
That would actually be a very good hentai name. And I'm sure it's actually out there. But I've never watched it. So as far as I know, it's like out in the interwebs somewhere. And if not, it will be made after someone hears the title.
I'm on your interwebs making hentais.
IR. That'd be a great one for cats. For lolcats. But anyway, let me give you guys a little bit of a premise about what Code E is about, because I really can't tell you about Mission E until I tell you about Code E. So Mission E was pretty much, it was about a high school student. Her name is Chinami Inabari, or Inahara.
Yeah, Inabara, someplace.
F you. Anyways, so she's a high school student living in the high school setting. So you think, oh, I already know where this is going. This is going to be one of those, you know, life pieces. She's going to meet a guy, blah, 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 blah. No.
No.
No. So this chick's got issues, and not even regular issues. Do you want to know what her issue is?
I do. Tell me. I'm really curious.
I will tell you.
Is it that she ain't getting a man?
No, she actually does get one in the series eventually. But she emits electromagnetic waves when her emotions go crazy. So,
EM pulse?
Yeah, essentially. So say hypothetically, you know, she's in computer class and she's doing okay. And some girl walks by and says, oh my God, that girl stinks so bad. She's got bad hygiene and I think she's a lesbian. And she gets...
Sorry.
And she gets really, really, really sad.
If
and really
somebody for something, you gotta start with the BO and then end on, and I think she likes taco.
Well, some people are like that. Not that I'm saying lesbians smell bad, because I know a lot of lesbians who smell great.
What's not lesbians that I know smell good?
So she gets really, really sad. And when she gets really sad, all of a sudden, her computer is going to mess up. And it's not just with computers. It's anything electric. Cell phones, televisions, to the point where sometimes things will blow up. And this power freaks out her family so bad that they have to continuously move to a different location, because all of a sudden, if she's in, say, a, you know, apartment complex, and she comes home and she has a bad grade on her chest, all the lights and stuff will go out in the apartment building or whatever. So anyway, so this sets off actually in the near future. So in like the year 2017, this family, they move, and this boy notices that she's got this ability and he wants to study with her. So see, she does get a man eventually. And, you know, all these people start to begin to take interest in her, or, you know, get interested in the fact that she's attracted, you know, a very popular guy to her side, because this guy's like, oh, wow, your ability is really cool, and I think you're really cool. And, you know, there's always that wealthy slut bitch who's like, I can't believe that so-and-so is hanging out with that bitch.
Yeah,
I got to figure out what the deal is. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so, you know, the wealthy bitch of this anime, because mind you, I haven't actually seen Cody, but she sends people to spy on her, and then they figure out that she's got abilities. So it's her trying to cope with these powers and live with them and control her emotions.
Okay.
You know, so, you know,
to mission.
Because at the end of Code E, there are two organizations who deal with people who have this ability, and they're actually called Type E's. So that's where the E comes in.
Okay.
So there are people who live the same way that she does, you know, and they have a hard time dealing in a technology-based world. And, you know, they've got the evil organization, and they have this other organization named Oz. And Oz are the good people. The Foundation, bad people.
Okay.
Now, they primarily do the same thing, except the Foundation actually does experiments on Type E people.
My God, is her name Dorothy?
No.
Damn. I'm just thinking.
You know, but anyway, but at the end of Code E, she pretty much begins to work with Oz.
Okay.
You know, because Oz is the good group.
Right.
So it goes into Mission E. And in Mission E, she works along with another girl named Mayuri, who's like 17 years old. And if you've ever seen, have you ever read or watched Ray Earth?
Yes.
Do you remember Hikaru? The one, the fire?
Huh?
She's actually got that kind of hairstyle and that kind of face work.
Okay.
So she kind of looks like that, but, you know, obviously cell animated and, you know, a little, you know, more modern looking and not very clamp. So take Clamp out of Hikaru, and that's what this Mayuri looks like.
So is Mission E cel-shaded?
Crap. Like, it's like, newer. It's the way that new animes look now. Isn't that cel-shading?
Well,
with some CG? It has a little bit of CG in it. Like, Cody didn't, but Mission E's got a lot of CG in it and more computer animation in it.
It depends on where the CG is. Like, if you're talking about, you know, as far as style, if it looks like Zoids, that's cell shading.
Okay. All right, then. But it's like all over the place. Like, the CG is pretty much running through everything.
Yes, yeah, itself doesn't necessarily pull an anime into cell shading. It's the overall design. So, like, you've seen at least the game Okami, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, where you're a wolf spirit.
Yes, I think so.
Okay, and you've also seen the new style for Street Fighter 4, right?
No.
Slap yourself. That's cell shaded.
So in Mission E, you pretty much you've got Inihara with this Mayuri girl, and they are special ops for Oz. And what they do is they scout out people who potentially are also type E's and try to get them before the foundation does.
All right. So they're
But like they wear these really cool cyber dresses, like that either they can either manipulate metals with their electricity.
Okay.
Or they can become super strong. Like they're not overly like they're you know, like they can't fly or they can't they just manipulate things, obviously.
So and I've only you're drawn to by so much.
Believe it or not, you know, like I like the fact that the sequel to Cody was not like, you know, Inihara's like second year in high school. Like the fact that, you know, they took the premise from Cody and they gave the character a different purpose in the sequel.
So how far apart would you say, like, does Mission E pick up, like, after high school completely, like, or just pulled her out of high school?
I believe it pulls her right out.
Okay.
Because you know, it's kind of hard. You know, you can't sit there and go, I'll be devoid of all emotions so that I no longer blow up technology. Mm-hmm. You know, and Oz offers her a life, you know, where, you know, she can function and be a part of, you know, society without causing, you know, attention from the public eye.
Okay.
So, like I said, I haven't seen Cody, but from the way that the first few episodes go where she's explaining how she even got into Oz and how she chose to go to Oz instead of the foundation, you know, they made it feel more like, yes, you're special, but you're not a freak. Okay. Whereas the foundation's like, you're a freak. We want to figure out how you work. We're going to do experiments on you. So, I mean, but they give her a higher purpose. Like, I mean, it's kind of like, take Final Fantasy X and Final Fantasy X-2. And I know no one wants to talk about Final Fantasy X-2 because it sucks.
Yep.
And I know it sucks.
Yep.
But, you know, so here you go. You've got your heroine. She's sweet. She's naive. She really doesn't understand anything. And then, the epiphany hits. And Yuna figures out, oh, wow, the world really isn't as beautiful as I had hoped it to be, but I want to do something with it.
That's an epiphany for your ass.
So she goes through the story, she defeats everything that she needs to defeat, and then the sequel comes out. And there she goes from being an advanced, enlightened ex-summoner to
a pop star with guns!
Pop star with guns who wants to hunt treasure.
Treasure!
Like they could have given her a much higher purpose.
Hey, and let's change my clothes! Come on, let's play Dress Me Up, Yuna!
Exactly. See, so Final Fantasy X and X-2 is a bad example of this transition, and Code E and Mission E do it the right way.
Okay.
So that's what I liked, because at first when I saw, you know, the fact that they were going to do it this way, I was like, holy fuck, they're going to fuck it up. But they didn't. You know, the anime style is about the same kind of characters keep recurring. Okay. So, I mean, it's homey enough that you're like, oh, I know what this is, without going, what the fuck is she doing? Like, if they had gone from Cody, oh, I'm a high school student with this weird power, to, you know, to going through everything that she went through and then going to work for Oz and then becoming like, oh my god, I'm a secret agent and I dress up in slut wear and you could see my panties all the time. Well, then I would have barfed. But no, they made her better and they made her cooler. Like, granted, you know, she's definitely the glasses Moe type. Like, she wears really big glasses, and she kind of has a braid in her hair. And she's kind of dorky and clumsy.
Okay.
But when she's in her suit and she's doing work, she's like Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, which I love. Because that's a strong character trait in people. You know, like, I'm a fuck up. I fall upstairs, I fall downstairs. If I could fall in them, I probably would too. But thank God I don't fall into things, because then I'd have some issues. But then when I come here on the show, I'm like, right there. You know?
I'm sorry. That just slipped
out. You know what?
I'm sorry.
But anyway. I mean, I've only seen the first two episodes. And I mean, these two, you know, Inuhara and Mayuri, they go around finding, you know, finding Typees and thwarting the Foundation's plans on, you know, finding Typees. Like, in one of the episodes, and I'll just be brief about it, the Foundation pretty much buys out this all-girl school. You know, and Oz finds out about it, and they're like, well, why are they looking at all these girls? Because apparently only girls tend to carry the gene for Type E.
Okay.
Or as far as Code E lets it go on, that only girls have been Type E's. There might be some Type E guys, but they haven't been shown yet.
Okay.
And so Inuhara and Mayuri go undercover at school, but like this is like a prestigious school, so like they have the really long skirts. And, like, it's not, like, you know, complete slut wear or anything like that. And they're undercover, and they find out that every month this school goes through a physical exam. And if you remember high school, well, granted, we don't live in Japan, where they actually do have a day that's, like, a physical exam. You know, it sounds kind of odd.
Exam day.
Oh, well, I didn't.
Well,
But it was just one day, right?
Yeah.
And it was only, like, one day out of the year.
Right.
Well, at this school, they were doing it every month.
Wait, dude, you had to have had one. We had to do the eye test thing, and then you had to do the hearing thing where they took you down into a room and they put a headset on you and said, can you hear the tone? Can you hear the tone?
No.
Then we had to go out and run field exercises?
Nope. No. I got the eye thing and I got the ear thing, but I didn't have to run nothing.
Oh, yeah, no, we had to run and...
and jump and fly. And so...
Yeah, I totally failed the flying test.
I failed the flying test.
You're like, okay, up and away. This is how you do it. And I went, y'all are on PCP.
I know.
Which may have been why there weren't any more field
anyway, let me make my point.
Sorry, you opened up the case of worms.
But the point being is you only had it once a year.
Right.
But at this school, the foundation was funding so that they could have a physical once a month. And the test was always different. Because they were looking to see if it was something that could be brought on or if it was something that was latent in women.
Okay.
So, of course, you know, Inuhara and Mayuri figure it out.
Hold on. Can E's only be women?
Yes. Or at least so far they've only been shown.
Should have been mentioning that.
Yeah. I said it a couple minutes ago.
I didn't hear it.
Oh, I said it a couple minutes ago.
Sorry.
That it code E, they hinted that it was only women because they only showed women. Okay. And there could have been some Cody guys, but they weren't in the area. Like, they never say that they can't be, but they don't show any.
Okay.
So it's kind of one of those, it must only be in women.
Gotcha.
But because they haven't, like, abducted anyone, because no one so far at the school has shown signs of being a Type E, you know, Oz can't jump in there and, you know, flag them down or, you know, help, because nothing's happened yet. So that's how the episode ends. It's just like, well, we'll just have to wait and see until something acts, and then we can act.
Gotcha.
But, I mean, I liked it, and it was refreshing because, you know, after a while, you get sick of the guy harems, and you get sick of the girl harems, and you get sick of Shonen Eye, and you get sick of mechas sometimes.
No, you never get sick of mechas. Unless they're really bad mechas. But even then, you find something to laugh. Like, Godinar, okay? That's a bad mecha, but it's just so bad it's funny.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is why you can enjoy it. I mean,
but anyway, so
the mecha has boobs that bounce.
That mechas bounce.
Don't have pieces that bounce.
Mechas don't bounce. They pwn.
Yeah, but don't bounce.
They pwn so hard.
And they don't have boobs that get bigger and bounce when they combine with another mecha. That's
okay.
Just
can we stop about mecha booby bouncing?
Mecha booby bouncing!
Oh, great. Bouncing. I have a strange feeling I know what the title's going to be this week. but anyway, I liked it. It was refreshing.
Okay.
To start off my anime club with something like this was a really good choice. And I plan to continue watching it and probably going back into Code E just because I'd like some more background on some of the characters because I've seen that some of them
feel like
have recurred.
You're missing into the story because you picked up basically
picked up the sequel.
Chapter. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's that's totally fine from an anime perspective because you can always go backwards. And usually in sequels, they tend to have a, you know, cut back episode.
Well, the thing that happened with me was I've recently gotten into Code Geass. And I happened on it not actually because of what was running on Adult Swim, but I'd actually gotten a recommendation.
This is so sexy. Oh, my God.
I so desperately don't want to call it that. I really prefer calling it Lelouch of the Rebellion. I just like that so much better. But I had a friend of mine recommend it to me, and they gave me a link, and I started watching it online, realizing that I was picking up on... Ha, no, it's not on Hulu. You just like saying that. But anyway, turns out that I picked up on the second block of episodes and not the first block. So I picked up.
Oh, you're fucked up.
Yeah, so I was
watching
it. There's
so much that you've missed already.
I was like, okay, wait, this is great, and I love this character, but how did I get here? I'm like, there's
like, wait, what does he do?
This can't be the right part to start. And so I went back and did a search online and found out that there's actually 26 episodes before the episode I got linked to.
Ninja, that's a season.
Yeah. Yeah, she gave me the link to the second season and not the first season.
Well, so, then, you got to go back 26 pages.
So I went back, and then I found out that they were running it on Adult Swim, so I ended up starting to record those and watching them later, because they just come on a little bit late for the ninja. If I'm up at that time of the evening, I'm usually gaming. So I've gotten caught up on most of them, so now things make a whole lot more sense where I stopped in the second season.
Code Geass, wonderful.
Oh, Lelouch is the shit. And if you're not watching it, you really should be. But
down with Britannia.
But I really felt like I was missing a big piece of the story.
Well, no shit, Sherlock, you were.
You know, before I realized that there was a first season, dipshit.
Oh, that is so funny.
So I was going to ask you, but see, you already answered it. Do you feel like you were missing out on so much, missing that first run?
I think if I had caught like the last 10 episodes of the first season, then I would have had a stronger grounding going into Mission E. Mm-hmm. Because, obviously in the first few sections, you know, the first 13 episodes of a 26, you know, episode block, they're pretty much doing a lot of character development and waiting for the climax. Mm-hmm. So if I had caught from the climax to the end, and then gone into season two, I would have been set. So I feel a little shaky, like I stumbled a bit, but I can catch myself, is how I feel.
Gotcha.
So, but Code Geass, you can't do that, because it's a fuck up the ass. You gotta watch it from the start.
Get into the other piece, you're like, wait, what? Wait, whoa. Like, as far as I knew, not a spoiler alert for anybody, but because of where I picked up with it, I was like, oh, okay, well, everybody knows who Lelouch is, and that his dad's an asshole, and that, what's her face? Oh, I'm not going to say that, because that'll be a spoiler.
Hey, let me go. Stop.
All right.
Just
anyway,
watch it if you haven't watched it.
Yeah, you need to watch Lelouch. Lelouch is good. Okay, so.
He's Lelouchalicious.
Since we're doing an all-anime episode, I kind of went through some of the things I've been looking over the last week, both on the comic side, with Dark Horse releasing some new stuff this week, but most of the stuff that they were coming out with were mostly toys, and we don't really do a lot of toys here.
I do toys. Just kidding. Just kidding.
You just will not learn to keep your mouth shut on some things.
You know what? I'm just gonna have to roll with it, because if I don't say what I think in my mind, our show will suffer.
This is true.
So I will be the scapegoat.
You are the Paris Hilton of this podcast.
A Knight in Panda.
moving on. I'm just gonna let that go.
Yes. Continue, sister.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What I wound up deciding to talk about were two things, really, on this episode. So the first
one... Is one of them ponies?
No, one of them is not ponies. Although, if you want an awesome shirt, ladies...
Can it be about ponies?
Shush. Ladies, I'm talking to you. peddle your little behinds over to thinkdeek.com. They have a great My Little Pony shirt, but it's not ponies, P-O-N-I-E-S. They look like goth ponies because they're all red and purple and kind of demonic looking. And pone is spelled P-W-N. And it's for girl gamers.
So oh, my God. I've got a fistful of pone.
Oh, right that here. That could so go really wrong.
I didn't say the other word. I said pone. I said pone.
I'm just going to keep moving. So as I was going through all the press releases that we got this week, which we were inundated, I don't know if you actually check your mailbox, Panda, but...
Were we pwned with them? Did we get pwned with mail?
We did get pwned by PR mail this week.
Woohoo!
But one of the great ones that I found that I thought really fit for us here, which is game, but it's also on an anime tip, and it's really a pity that Magic's not with us.
Oh, doesn't matter.
Yeah, because it's about Shin Megumi Tensei Persona 4.
Oh?
Yep. So Altus has been doing a big, big PR push, and they've kind of started... this thing called spoils, where they're basically throwing up spoilers of some of the new games that they're coming out with. And they've got a
spoiler
website.
Spoiler alert!
And it's just for the holiday, but they've got a bunch of extras that they're giving away with some games. They're also putting up spoilers on the website, you know, that kind of stuff. So they put up this huge thing on Persona 4, which there really hasn't been outside of Altus's website a whole lot that's been talked about Persona here in the U.S. Most of the stuff's been released by Famitsu and, you know, a lot of the Japanese publications because it's huge over there. But, if you hit Altus's website, you can actually check out and take a look at some of the dungeon crawling that you're going to do. You'll get to know the different characters that are going to be in the game, including the major characters. A little bit about their history and what the story is. As a person that has only played through about a half hour of the first Shin game, Persona, I really... can't speak a lot about these characters, but the breakdown is that you've got one character who is the lead character and kind of goes all over the place, and right now he's just known as Protagonist.
Protagonist.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's recently moved to the country, living with some family members. He's awakened...
He awoke as a what? Did he wake up as a pony?
No, not as a pony. You need to get off this pony thing. He woke up as a Persona user. I just had to find my space in my notes. And I know you love ponies, but you're not getting one. Just let it go. Because I said so.
Well.
See ya.
Then,
just listen.
Can I get a tripod?
No.
Did I get a three-legged dog named Tripod?
No!
How about
a
one-eyed dog named
Lucky? Give you a three-legged dog, by the way. That's just
how
me.
How about a dog with one eye named Lucky?
Dude, that is not a lucky dog. Moving on. Then you got
how about
a
one-eyed dog named Willy?
You know
what's funny. Just laugh.
Stop! I'm trying to read my notes.
Wait, you're trying to read?
My notes.
Sure. Sure you are, sweetheart. Keep going, though. Keep going. You're doing great.
I'm going to kick your ass the next time I see you. Just so that you know.
Can you reach it?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I can. And you will feel the pain when I do. And then you will make
up. Oh, never mind. Not going there. Totally just saw words come out of my mouth and went, no.
That's good. Then you've got a character named Chie, who was a classmate. Kind of your perky, happy-go-lucky, typical character, female. definitely in the schoolgirl uniform. You know, all that stuff.
Yes.
Don't know what her persona talents are yet. Then you got Yosuke, who is another classmate. Again, pretty decent, but wakes up to his latent powers. They're not exactly sure what does that. So they've got all these characters that are friends of the main protagonist. But if you get a chance and you go to the Alice's website, the protagonist looks older than these other friends. So I'm not exactly sure if the translation's right or if they had a different idea for the friend characters to look something different than what they ended up looking like. But what's really interesting to me is that the game still keeps its great artistic style. And part of the spoils piece of the program that they're going to be releasing with the game is that there's going to be each and every copy is going to have a free copy of the soundtrack on CD, which has all the music for the game. Anybody that pre-orders at some of the selected retailers, which right now that's GameStop and Amazon, will get a 7x10 full-color art book with designs from the artist that created the characters, Shijinori Sojima. And I find that, at least to me, having those extras with a game always makes it more worth my while to purchase a game. I love getting art books, especially based on games that are based on the anime style of drawing.
I love art books too.
And so the fact that you're seeing more and more art books being released with games, I think is a huge influence of the anime culture. Just because, you know, you're used to buying DVD box sets and getting an art book or a poster or a soundtrack CD. And so
I'm always used to getting posters. My wall was like glittered with them.
Did you just say glittered when you meant to say littered?
I said glittered because they're
sparkly. Were they shiny and sparkly? Really? All of them? Every single one of them?
Like,
or are you exaggerating? Like you always do?
I'm not exaggerating.
No? Really?
Really?
Promise?
Yes.
So if I go in your closet to look at your poster collection, I'm going to see glitter?
I had to throw out the posters.
There's no proof now.
Oh, bite me.
Where?
Right here.
Ew. Moving on.
I was pointing at my shoulder, you bitch.
Well, it's not like I can really see you.
Right there. Right there. Shoulder. Shoulder. Left shoulder. Shoulder.
I'm so proud of you. You can identify your shoulder. Too bad you're pointing at your knee. Okay.
Plus, I was pointing at my shoulder. Jerk.
Also, on the anime tip, and this one I have to thank Vicious Smith for, so thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Vicious.
Got a link, and the email message was very simple. Okay? The email message said, I know this is probably a Ganguro thing, but I'm ready and willing to claim these girls as Latina, Black, or anything than the typical Caucasian or Japanese. I hope at least that a Black voice actor is cast in the potential dub. Cree Summer maybe has an hour free on her hands, possibly, maybe.
I should go into voice acting and I should be cast.
Look, we already had that conversation and I sent you that damn DVD, which you never even reviewed.
Because I'm going to wait until I talk to a voice actor and ask them what they should do, and
right.
Then do what DVD says.
Instead of actually reviewing the thing that we got free directly from the vendor, expecting us to review it when it dropped.
Oh my god!
Anywho! Ugh. So, just know we're not getting anything else from them now. Watch this clip. The anime is called Michiko Ihachien, and I probably butchered that, but I don't care, because it looks amazing. So the link is to a post on the Famitsu site, which, I don't know about you, but my Japanese is a little bit rusty. Actually, it's a lot rusty. So I couldn't read a damn thing, and I was too lazy to put it through the Babelfish to translate it. But you don't really need to translate it, because all you need to do is watch it. I've put the link in the post about this particular show, so you can check it out. Those chicks look badass.
They are. They're meant to be.
I mean, like, crazy badass. Like, oh my god, thank you, Jesus. There's a black chick in an anime, and she's not just filler, and she's badass. And hot looking. And I'm definitely with you, Vicious, on that. One of the chicks looks like she could be Latina, so I'm all about claiming the badass bitches are not the other white meat. Yeah, that's where I'm going. So I love that one. And then I was able to watch another anime series. And this one also was a link that was sent to me by Vicious. Because, you know, somebody's got to help me explore new anime. Because people that keep promising that they're going to help me don't. Yeah, I'm looking at you. Through the internet. Are you even freaking listening?
I am listening, but go ahead and tell them what you're talking about.
Okay. So I got a link to an anime series which I'd never heard of before called Mushishi.
I like Mushishi.
And I thought, okay, well...
But you're a little behind the times. It got released like a year ago. I've already seen it.
Well, you know what? That's kind of why I'm a little bit behind the times, because I keep getting asked to be let in on the loop and bitches keep leaving me behind. And then laughing at me when I'm like, I don't know what that is.
I'm not laughing at you.
Oh, yes, you are.
I'm not.
Yeah, you do, actually. Both you and Matt. You haven't heard of blah, blah, blah? Dude, everybody's heard of blah, blah, blah. No. No.
Not everybody.
I'm a gamer.
That's why.
The gamers thing.
You're in the... That's right.
And so I rely on my anime and manga bitches to keep me in the loop on the anime and the manga. And you know what they don't do?
We don't keep you in the loop of the manga.
You got it!
I know.
Yeah.
That's why you gotta smack a bitch. Be like, bitch!
Oh.
What's new in the anime world?
I believe smacking bitches. I just have to be a proxy.
Gotta smack a bitch.
Smack a bitch. Anyway.
Captain Smack a hoe. Smack some hoes.
As opposed to Captain Save a hoe.
That's, well, there has to be an evil captain who smacks hoes, and then a good one who saves them.
Saves them from the smacking?
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm going to talk a little bit about what I found about Mushishi, because I've only seen two episodes of it, but I really, really enjoy it. I love the storytelling style. I love the balance and the interplay between the main character, and that really, as far as what I can tell from the two episodes that I've seen, it's a journey anime. I don't know if that's necessarily a genre, but I'm seeing it more and more where there aren't a whole staff or slew, I should say, of reoccurring characters.
No.
That it is just one main protagonist and then the road that that person takes.
It's
and you
kind
may
of like, it's kind of like Kino's journey. In that
yeah,
sense.
It reminded me very much of Kino's journey. Especially when I got to the second episode, I was like, whoa, this really feels like Kino's journey to me. And I enjoyed Kino's journey.
Me too.
I thought that it was a great way to tell the story. It took me two episodes to get into it, because the first episode, I was really kind of struggling to make the connection. But with Mushishi, I didn't have that trouble.
Do you like the protagonist? Because I do.
I do. I love the way that he's drawn, and I love the way that he goes about it. Like, the first episode, as it opens, all you hear is a soft little kind of wispy voice. And there's a shot of a forest, and all you keep hearing in a very ethereal way is, something's coming. He's very different. And for a second, I thought I was about to be watching a horror anime, and I hate those. I'm not a big fan of the horror genre in any medium to start with, and so I really was getting ready to change the channel so to speak. But I thought I'd give it a couple more minutes, especially because the forest style kind of reminded me of Princess Mononoke.
Yep.
Which I absolutely loved, so I thought I'd hang tough, and I'm really glad I did. And so...
Hanging tough!
Dude, you didn't have to go there.
I'm sorry. I had to give the kids their props on the block.
Yeah. Okay. You know, they're back on the block.
I know. That's why I had to give them their reference, yo.
Okay, yo. Whatever, homie.
JP? Not that I've ever been there.
Dude, you've never even been to the JP.
No.
I have. Don't go. All right, moving on. The main character is named Ginkgo, and he basically is a Mushi master.
I'm a master of Mushi.
That's what Derek told me.
Shut up!
Sorry, you left yourself wide open for that one.
Derek wouldn't know anything about Mushi.
Well, while I'm sure this is probably true.
I can't believe you did that to me!
Sorry.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. If you could see my face right now, I look very, very, very...
You can't be sorry for something that you do deliberately. You can only be sorry for things that you don't mean to do.
I can totally be sorry for something that I did intentionally. Are you sorry that you chipped my tooth when you pushed me down the stairs?
No. Not now.
You! All this time, you've been telling people, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. You know,
you didn't pour me orange juice, bitch. So you know what? In my book... That could be punishable by death.
Or sitting and having to listen to recordings over and over again of you stating that you would sit on Derek Gage's face. Yep.
Keep going, Ninja. Tell us about the main character and the fact that he's a Mushi master.
Are you done?
Yes.
You got it out of your system?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. So, Ginkgo travels around and... basically comes into contact with different Mushi. And Mushi are creatures that kind of exist and have... can I finish my thought?
Yeah.
That kind of exist, I think, on a different plane because they have very, very supernatural powers.
Okay.
Thank you. They are kind of... I'm trying to find the right way to put it, just from what I've seen. Like, they definitely are in touch with life. Like, the essence of being. Does that make sense? Like, if you watch the episodes, they're not just of the world or in it. They are very ephemeral. Like, the first one in the first episode is like... bouncing through the woods, and they're kind of like a sprite-y, ethereal, ghosty.
Yeah, some of them are ethereal like spirits, and then some of them kind of look like bugs, and some of them are bigger, and some of them are smaller.
Yeah, and so Ginkgo basically travels around coming in contact with them or coming in contact with people that are suffering some kind of ailment or something's gone wrong in their life or world because of contact with a Mushi that he then tries to help them set right. So I love the main character. I usually don't have a problem with dubs, and I don't have a problem with the dub in this one. As I said, it's set up kind of like a journey anime, so the only common thing that I've noticed in the two episodes that I've watched is the narrator. Because some of the pieces, like at the beginning and at the end of the episodes, there's actually a narrator that kind of talks you through what's being set up or what's happened. But I definitely love the style. The style to me of the main character kind of reminds me of the style of characters in Speed Grapher.
Oh, Speed Grapher.
Which, this is a Funimation title as well, so that's probably why.
Probably.
Now, you've watched more of Mushishi than I have.
Only by, like, a few episodes. Not by many, but
what do you
some.
Take away from it?
Well, I mean, I liked it because it was a fresher breath air for me because, like you said, it's a journey anime, so it's not like, here's your protagonist, here's the premise, here's the bad guy. Like, it wasn't like any of these mushishi were intentionally bad. It's just like people had bad trips off of them, or they attached onto something that, you know, might have had, like, a negative energy. Like, it's a very, I kind of take a kind of a spiritual feeling from this anime. So it steps you back outside of the superficialness that, you know, anime tends to cash cow on.
Right.
And put a different spin on it. And then, you know, gives you something new and innovative. I liked the animation style. I loved the fact that, you know, our main character was badass, but not in a, I'm going to shove this sword into your face, badass. Mm-hmm. He was just all-knowing and quiet and acted. Like, he acted discreetly, but in such a badass way that you're like, whoa. Like, yes. He's of a different level of person.
Yeah, and he looks different than everybody else, because I definitely get the feeling that this was set kind of in, like, a past era, where he's dressed in really more modern clothes. So he doesn't even, like, particularly fit in with
his
surroundings.
The area.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I think in the second episode, I think whichever mushishi was, like, inside of the girl's eye,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, she was wearing, like, a kimono, you know, and here he comes in, like, a shirt and pants.
Yeah.
Like, and, yes, does stick out.
And so and that's part of the reason why I put it on the same plane as Mononoke, because Mononoke wasn't a flashy anime. It was definitely not shallow. It was a great story that happened to be told through the Japanese animation style. Like, you could make a live-action Mononoke, although don't, because
yeah.
I will have to bitch-slap you. But you
well,
could.
For one, you'd have to breed super life-size white German Belgian shepherds and make them look like wolves or all-white wolves. And you'd have to teach people how to ride them. And then you'd have to find a forest spirit and get him to want to act. And they're
or you could CGI it like they did with the Chronicles of Narnia and also the Lord of the Rings and Star Wars and the Indiana.
Well, if you want to do it the easy way.
I just think
here's the easy button, Ninja. Why don't you CG everything?
There's nothing wrong with the easy button. Each button gets it done, it gets it done under budget, and it gets it released.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you want to do it the easy way, then go right ahead. But if you want the long, grueling, stressful mess, you know where to find me.
I thought you were going to say the long, stressful, hard road, and I was going to be like, oh my god.
That's why I stopped.
Yeah, I heard it coming. Oh! Anyway.
You know what?
Look, it's your fault. I'm usually not this way. You made me this way.
How can I make you this way? You were born before me by how many years?
I know, but you know what? Not that many, bitch. And we can see each other. You seem to make it sound like there's a decade between us, and there's not. So you need
pretty,
to step up
pretty,
off that.
Pretty half a decade and a half.
Barely.
Half and a half.
Barely. Shut the fuck up. Let's move on.
Dilly gaff.
Dude, Dilly-gaff. Who taught you that? Who fucking taught you that?
You did.
Thank you! Anyway, I love Mushishi. You should definitely check it out. It's a wonderful, wonderful little story. And I have no problem saying that, only seeing two episodes. For me, I can usually tell within the first couple of episodes of something if I'm really, truly going to enjoy it or not. Like Birds of Prey, the live action, knew right there. Yeah, that was going to suck. But it was going to be so bad, it was going to be awesomely bad.
And was it
was.
Bad?
Yes.
Okay.
It was. I'll talk about that in a second. But you should definitely check out Mushishi. Like I said, it's a Funimation title. And if you'd like, you can actually catch some episodes of it on the Hulu.
Hello! Hello!
So, to end, I want to talk a little bit about Birds of Prey. It sort of kind of fits in on the animation, manga anime thing because it was comic book. And there was a compilation of the comic books into a graphic novel form. So it's kind of
They make Birds of
loosely.
Prey a very horrible WB
That's what I'm talking
season.
about, the live action. Yeah.
Oh, because that sucked.
That sucked so bad. So recently they released it,
Why?
the
No, who's
first
gonna buy
season,
it?
mostly because they were so bad with it that they had 13 episodes of it, but people were lost track of it because they kept moving it and only showing new episodes here and there and tweaking it, that no one ever was actually able to make it through the season. So they're like, look, we're gonna put it together. The five of you that actually really liked it can buy
You
it.
can buy it for $5 at your local Best Buy.
And you can watch it. So, because of my trip, I decided that it would behoove me to go ahead and buy it.
Why would you do that?
Because I love Batman.
I love Batman.
Batgirl, as we all know,
Which one?
Cassandra Cain.
Okay.
I love Cassandra Cain. Oh my God. Cassandra Cain, best bat girl fucking ever. Moving on. And I love that whole universe. And so when Huntress and Oracle and what's her name?
How the fuck do I know? I only saw one episode of that shit.
No, it's Huntress,
Oracle.
Oracle, and oh, what's Dinah's character?
I don't know.
She's got all that power. Anyway, I can't remember if she was Watcher or Ghost. Anyway, I'll remember
Watcher
later.
sounds familiar.
Yeah. Well, the three of them all hold up in the tower, kind of taking a little bit of time to kick some ass. Barbara Gordon, former Batgirl in a wheelchair, is now Oracle. Huntress is the daughter of Bruce Wayne and Selina Kyle, so she's Batman and Catwoman's kid.
She's Bacat.
Or
Bacat.
Cat Bat.
Or Cabat. Cabat!
Oh, she's Cabat. There we
She's
go.
Cabat. She's a wombat.
She's
She's a
something.
woman. She's
Well,
a
here's the
woman.
thing. So they cast this chick, which was
Okay.
cool. She was okay, because she definitely kind of gave off the edgy, I'm angry.
I'm an angsty woman.
Yeah, she did
Deal.
that. Then they threw Shamar Moore on there, which, how could you not like Shamar Moore? He's a cutie.
I love Shamar Moore on Criminal Minds.
He's a cutie. That's what I'm saying. Not
He's
really too hard to watch on the eyeballs. So
Oh
you
my
figured, hey,
God.
here we go. We're good, right?
No.
No. Bad Warner. Bad.
Didn't he leave that season series to go like secretly train to become hotter and then show up on Criminal Minds?
No.
Like
No. He left soap operas to go and do Birds of Prey and then went
realized that
calling
was gonna suck,
back to the soap operas
and then went
and then
down.
went to Criminal Minds.
Oh, what a sexy beast.
So as I'm watching these episodes, and it's hurting, but it's hurting so funny to just look at the setup
Like,
and
oh, my spleen just ruptured.
like there are people that play things like so over the top and it's shot so bad. Like you're watching it and you feel like the entire time you're like, yeah, this was totally shot on location in a set in Hollywood. Like, even all the outside shots, you're like, dude, all we are is on one set. Like, I swear that they shot the whole thing on one set and then stopped and rotated the set and then shot again. Because the
Like,
whole
hey,
thing looks
move.
like it's shot on the same angle.
It's like move tree 5 to position 2 this
Okay.
afternoon now.
Excellent. This is nighttime shot, so trees 5, 6, and 7. Okay, we need to move them back into the left a
Drop the
little
black
more.
night
Okay,
sky, please.
bringing the night
Put
sky.
that down.
Okay,
Awesome.
right now, if we could turn this building into the clock tower building, yeah, that's rotation number
The clock
three.
and put the clock face on.
All
Set the
right,
time, people.
time people, we don't want to make a mistake like we did yesterday. Yeah, that's what it feels like. So I finally get to the point where they Oracle comes up with a way to make herself walk, but it's painful. They bring in Lady Shiva, and she's like this tiny Asian chick. And I'm like, okay, I can't watch this anymore. I cannot do this. Lady Shiva is not a tiny Asian chick.
Wasn't she like
big? She's Asian, but she's not tiny. Like, Lucy Liu could have kicked this chick's ass.
Well, Lucy Liu's not all that big.
This is what I'm saying. But Lucy Liu is bigger than this chick.
Oh.
Do you get my point?
Yes.
It was just so bad.
See, I never made it past episode one, so I didn't even know what you're talking about. God.
See, I love watching horribly bad TV.
I love slutty reality TV and trashy reality
TV. We all have our guilty little pleasures. I love horribly bad stuff. And this is, like, so bad. Like, whenever she would get pissed off and was about to go all Huntress, like, she'd get, like, cat eyes for a second.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
And I'm just like,
but I don't get where the birds came in. Because she was Huntress. She wasn't a bird. Birds
of prey.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they weren't birds.
They're chicks. Slang for chick.
Oh, chicks of prey. Okay.
Praying.
That's so fucking lame.
Yes. But in the comics, it made sense. Like, in the comics, they were badass. Okay, in the comics, like, Oracle was crazy smart.
Crap.
And Huntress, oh my god, Huntress was the shit, but... Think of all the spin-offs you could do. Like, Smallville right now is focusing very, very much on trying to create a spin-off series. Desperately.
For Lex Luthor?
Not so much for... I don't know that it's for Lex. But they've brought in Aqua Dude. They've brought in Black Canary. And they've brought in Green Arrow. So they're setting up Justice League.
Wait, I was thinking Green Lantern, not Green... Oh, okay, never mind.
No.
I was about to say which one.
Green.
Yeah,
Arrow.
That's why I was like. That's why I stopped because I'm like there were
Although
a lot
I would
of lanterns.
Be all over a Green Lantern show, especially.
But which one?
Especially if it was the black one. Yeah,
okay.
I went there because I was so glad when they made the cartoon animation and they made the lantern black.
He was the shibbier one.
Well, the thing
Shibby.
Is. It's not the one. That's what I loved about the whole Green Lantern stuff, is that it's a whole core of people. And different people are picked at different times on different planets to represent and be part of the core.
Well, apparently on some other planet, that guy's cool enough to be the Green Lantern.
There are multiple lanterns on planets.
Oh.
People are just picked at different times. They receive the ring, they get the call, they take the oath, follow the code of the lantern, until they're no longer... Either alive.
It's like, well, you could be the lantern until you die.
Or break the code. So that's one thing that I loved about the lantern, because the lantern could be anybody. It could be a man. It could be a woman. It could be whatever kind of life they have on Mars or whatever other stretch of the universe. So anyway, on the comic tip, all I'm saying is there's a whole lot of movies and a whole lot of TV shows now focusing on sci-fi. If you're turning things that are in one medium into another, so if you're going from print to live action, please don't fuck it up. Yes, the people doing the Thundercats movie, I'm looking at you. So with that, I think that I'm going to have to say that you guys got to keep hitting us up on the website.
What they have for Lino, do you know?
I don't know, but if they don't cast Michael Clark Duncan, I'm going to smack somebody. Not Lino, Panthro.
Yeah, Panthro.
Michael Clark Duncan totally should be Panthro.
So wait, let me ask you one thing before we wrap up really fast.
Okay.
Have you heard about who's been confirmed for the next Batman movie?
No.
Johnny Depp for the Riddler.
Thank God. I know they were talking about it, but I didn't know that it had been confirmed.
And that Seymour Hoffman guy as the Penguin. Yeah. And they're thinking they want Angelina Jolie for Catwoman.
So here's the thing. I could see Angelina Jolie as Catwoman. I can. She's sultry enough. She has the ability to kind of give you the idea that she might want to be redeemed. I could see her as Selena Kyle outside of the costume. My issue is, I think that doing a Batman movie with more than two villains is a mistake.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what really killed for me before.
And Aaron Eckhart has confirmed that apparently at the end of that movie that the Two-Face is dead. Because everyone likes to think that there's no way he could be dead because, you know, because Batman and him both fell at the same height. And if Batman's alive, then he has to be alive. And but he's confirmed that they killed him off in that movie.
Okay. You know, I'll believe it when I see it.
I know. You want to believe that he's in Arkham, where he should be, theoretically, in the universe. Because that's
Dude,
where they
I'm
all...
telling you, I'm telling you. When they want to bring Two-Face back... He'll be at Arkham. And I'll be like, yeah, no, he's not dead. Aaron was wrong. He read the wrong memo. Whoops.
I have to say, he did a very good job as Two-Face.
Yeah, so I'm really excited to see Johnny Depp as the Riddler.
Can you see that, though? Can you picture that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I can, too, which is eerie.
Absolutely is the Riddler.
All right, well, that's all I wanted to ask you, so I think we can...
And I can see Philip Seymour Hoffman as the Penguin as well.
I love him.
He's a great actor. He has the ability to do that. I've got a whole lot of questionable things going on all at the same time. So you just make that a little crazy, and you got a penguin.
And you got a penguin.
Who's got a penguin? You got a penguin?
I got a penguin.
I got a wrap-up. So... If you haven't already, keep visiting us on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use our short address, which is...
ESH.mobi. That's ESH.mobi. The short address bounces you to the long one. You can check out any articles that we've written within the week or any old ones that you just might want to revisit, or the picture of my pie, because I put one up there. I'm going to be doing another picture of the week come Monday, so come check it out. I think you guys are going to like it. And if you want to talk to me or ask a question of any of us here at the staff, you can use the hit us up link. In terms of us here on the podcast, if you aren't listening to us via iTunes and you have one, you can check us out there. You can look us up. You can put us in any RSS reader. Find us that way. You can look at any podcast search engine. My favorite happens to be Podcast Pickle.
Just and, to say Podcast Pickle.
Yeah, I just say it to say Pickle. And above all else... If you don't want to find us on iTunes, if you don't want to go into an RSS reader, if you don't want to look at the live stream on our site, you can always check us out at the All Games Network.
Yes, you should definitely check us out. We're airing on the All Games Radio Network because we don't have a live feed on the website right now, which if people actually visited the website on a regular basis...
I thought we had one!
They would realize that we don't have one anymore. So,
oh, because you broke it. Because Ninja broke it. Because
no,
Ninja broke it.
I took it down because I figured, why do it here when we're doing it via the All Games Radio Network? So you can catch our show airing and streaming on the All Games Radio Network Monday nights, 9-ish p.m. Eastern, 6-ish p.m. Pacific time. You can listen to our show and listen to some of the great shows leading into our shows and that come after, like Super Happy Fun Time Show, Ultimate Quest, Dead Pixel Live. God, there's so many shows over there. You've got Platform
Take your
Station.
Pick.
You've got...
Pick your geekdom. Fight.
Pick your geekdom.
Test your geekdom.
Oh. Raiden, Liu Kang, Pandalicious.
Oh my god, I'd love to be a fighting character.
Alright, anyway.
Mortal Peep Fight.
Dude, Mortal Peep Fight's funny. So... With that, I'm going to have to say, podcast, kind of toast.
It's toasty.
What you doing with your toast?
I'm going to give it to the homeless.
That's really sweet.
I know.
Is that what because you feel like you need to do some kind of penance?
Shut up. What are you doing with your toast?
I'm just going to eat it.
Good for you.
Yeah. So, as always... I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we are out.
Laters.
Peace.